thanks to everyone for coming out this Sunday evening in Spanish Word, Utah. And thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emails at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Today our topic is shifting into high gear. In 1981, my Bobby and I put a down payment on a radio station and 5 acres of land right over here in Spanish Fork with a 10-year mortgage. The payments were $1,500 monthly, which we completed 10 years later in 1991. That entire decade, there was another 5.5 acres right next door. That's the land we're on right now, that had a for sale sign on it. It was owned by the Catholic Church. I used to call them out of curiosity every couple of years to find out what price they were asking for the land. There was an elderly lady in charge of their real estate division. Her name was Barbara Glodowski. She said the same thing every year, $95,000 cash. No owner financing. We didn't have any credit history, so we weren't eligible for a loan. Finally, in 1991, we'd paid off the mortgage. $1,500 a month was staying home. But I remembered that they only wanted cash. And so I thought, if we save up, maybe we'll have enough money to buy the land in 10 years. But it's very unlikely that the land is going to remain unsold for another 10 years. It's already a miracle that it didn't get sold, this prime piece of property, that it already didn't get sold in the last 10 years. It's impossible that it wouldn't be sold in the next 10 years. So I put it out of my mind, thinking this land is so close, so tempting, we could do a lot with it, maybe even build a temple there, but it's way beyond our means. Then one day I felt a stirring on the inside. Once again, I called the Catholic Diocese real estate office. Lo and behold, Barbara Glodowski had retired. A young man named Rick Salvidi had taken over. We got to talking, trading personal information. Turns out Rick Salvidi is from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, which is 10 miles down the road from my town, Stallstown, Pennsylvania. Two towns near each other, which haven't got more than 100 people in them. In addition to that, the diocese had recently told Rick they were hurting for money. They told him to sell off some property, raise some cash quick. Long story short, they dropped the price from $95,000 to $75,000 overnight, and they offered to owner finance it. Here's my point. What seemed impossible, even after 10 years, Krishna not only made it happen, but he made it happen 9 years, 11 months sooner. What did he do? He shifted us into a higher gear. We're living in an age when God is speeding things up. I think you sense that along with me. Because you're honoring God by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is a name for God in Sanskrit, which means all attractive. Rama means the highest pleasure absolute. And Hare is a way of addressing the Lord. Every culture, every religion has a primal practice of chanting the names of God. Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy names. Because you've honored God by chanting Hare Krishna, he is going to do in your life in a fraction of time what it would have been very difficult to accomplish even after a decade. In your career, maybe normally it would take you 20 years to work your way up into that position, 20 years to build your business up from scratch. No, I'm here to put you on notice today. There's been a shift in gears. God will give you breaks that you didn't deserve. He'll bring the right people across your path. You'll see opportunity like you've never seen it before. He'll take you further, faster. Get those two words down in your spirit. It may look like in the natural, it'll take you years to get out of debt, years to get wealth, years to overcome those problems. No, you need to get ready. You're coming into a shift of gears. Think of it as a car. When you shift from first gear up to fifth gear, the engine is running the same speed. It's not working any harder, but you're going faster, covering more ground. The higher gears have a greater capacity. They're designed to go faster without any extra expenditure of effort. In the same way, if you keep God first place in your life, it's going to shift you into a higher gear. It's going to take you further and faster, not because you're working harder, not because you're struggling to make something happen. No, only because you're putting forth your best effort day after day, and then all of a sudden you get a good break that thrusts you years down the road. You get a promotion that you weren't qualified for. You look around and you think, how did I get here? It should have taken me another 20 years, but here I am. The medical report said it would take me 5 years to recover, but I did it in 6 months. It should have taken me most of my career to get into management, but here I am at the age of 30. What is that? Because you've honored God by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Krishna has taken you further, faster. Part of the shift is acceleration. It will not take as long to accomplish your goals as you think. It will not take as long to get out of that problem as it looks. Almighty God, the creator of the universe, who spoke worlds into existence, is breathing in your direction, causing things to fall into place, the right people to be drawn to you, good breaks, opportunities, healing, restoration, favor. It's not business as usual. You've come into a shift. It's business as unusual. Krishna or God is saying it will happen sooner than you think. I'm shifting things in your favor. You'll come into acceleration. What should have taken you a lifetime to accomplish, I will do it for you in a split second. Now, don't talk yourself out of it. Well, I don't know, Chiru. I don't have the seniority. I have all these college loans, these debts. I've gone as far as I can in life. No, my message today is to be a believer and a doubter. It takes the same amount of energy. You may not see a way, but God has a way. Our attitude should be, God, I'm in agreement with you. I believe that you've shifted things in my favor. You're going to take me further, faster. I will accomplish my dreams sooner than I think. I will overcome these problems quicker than I thought. When you think like that, the Almighty Lord will open doors that no man can shut. He will connect you to the right people. His favor will thrust you years down the road. Back in 1949, a young minister named Billy Graham traveled around the country holding meetings in large venues. He was having success, but he wasn't really nationally known. Over and above that, there were many other young, talented preachers crisscrossing the country at the same time. It so happened that that summer, he conducted a meeting in a big tent in Los Angeles. A gentleman by the name of William Randolph Hearst showed up to hear Billy Graham. Mr. Hearst owned newspapers all across the country. He was so touched by Billy Graham's message that night that he sent a message to all of his publishers to write favorable articles about Billy Graham. The next week, the whole country was talking about this young minister. Reverend Graham came to national prominence practically overnight because of this one man. What was that? A divine shift. God taking him further, faster. Normally, it would have taken Billy Graham his entire lifetime to get that level of respect and credibility, but God used one man in one night to show him favor and open doors that took his ministry to a new level. What I find really interesting is that Billy Graham didn't search out William Randolph Hearst. Instead, the newspaper chain's owner searched out Billy Graham. The message is that you don't have to look for the right people. You don't have to find the right people. All you have to do is just honor God, and the right people will come looking for you. They'll pick you out of a crowd. They'll knock on your door. They'll show up at your office. For some reason, they'll want to be good to you. There's a divine connection. God will cause them to use their expertise, even their funds, to take you further, faster. Here's what will happen. You'll accomplish more in less time. You will be promoted beyond your education. You will increase beyond your experience. The right people will help you to go where you couldn't have gone on your own. After the success of the Spanish Fork Festival of Colors, we wanted to take it to other cities. We wanted to make this wonderful, transformative experience available to young people all over the Southwest. We started Salt Lake City Color Fest 4 years ago on our property up there. We started Los Angeles Color Fest 3 years ago. But something was missing. All we had were these white rented tents, which weren't very colorful considering that this was built as a color fest. Interestingly enough, in 2013, a group of LDS businessmen who did a color run called Run or Die came to visit us right here at the temple property, told us that they wanted to spend the profit from the color run to put together a color festival exactly after our model. They had the designers, they had the funds, they had the connections over in China to get tents, to get feather flags, to get beautiful tablecloths for the tables and skirts for the tents. They put it together, and in 2014, they booked color festivals in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Charlotte, Houston, Dallas, Seattle, Portland, and Anchorage. They flew me out, paid my airfare, my motel, rented a car to each and every event. I was the MC, and I got to organize all the entertainment. It was a dream come true. None of the expense, none of the stress, and all of the nectar. Interestingly enough, the next year, the color runs dried up. This company could no longer fund their itinerary of races, and they end up declaring bankruptcy. They sold me all the tents and all the feather flags for a fraction of the cost. Last year, on our own, we did 16 colorful color fests, Spanish Fork, Salt Lake City, Ogden, St. George, Vegas, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Reno, Sacramento, Santa Cruz, Fresno, Oceanside, Twin Falls, and Idaho Falls. What happened there? God made possible what was impossible. God took what should have taken me years and cost tens of thousands of dollars, did it in a fraction of the time and a fraction of the cost. In your life also, if you too will take the limits off of Krishna, you'll see him do amazing things. You'll look around and say, how in the world did I get to where I am? I'm not the most qualified, but I'm running the company. I'm not the most talented, but they all come and ask me for advice. I never went to seminary, but I've got a pretty big church. Or it should have taken me until I retired, but I've already paid my house out. One touch of Krishna's favor can put you 30 years down the road. One good break, one promotion, one inheritance, or one divine connection can make a huge difference. Well, you say true, you're just getting everyone's hopes up. I don't believe that Krishna will accelerate things in my life. I don't believe this will happen to me. Then this talk is not for you. It's for believers. This is for those who will rise up and say, yes, Krishna, I know that you're the God of acceleration. And if you've done it in the past, you can do it again. If you took a 20-year process and did it in a split second, I know that you can accelerate things in my life. I know that you can trust me years ahead. In 1965, when Srila Prabhupada brought Krishna consciousness to the United States of America, None of his 4,500 disciples were management material. We were part of the turn on, tune in, and drop out culture. We were anti-authority, anti-government, anti-war, anti-racism, anti-business, anti-money. Personally, I dropped out and I went to Europe, the Canary Islands. I spent a year in a kibbutz in Israel, traveled through Turkey and Iran and Pakistan to India and Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia. I spent a month and a half in Bali and 5 years in Australia. I lived on beaches, got local work, never had more than $200 in my pocket. But we, who later became Prabhupada's direct disciples, were searching, looking for meaning, purpose in our lives. We kept ourselves available for that. When we met our spiritual master, he raised us from the bottom to the top. He took us from the back to the front. He took us further, faster than we could ever have imagined. Now, I and my God brothers are guiding a worldwide organization with more than 500 temples, farms, and restaurants. And within 10 years, this responsibility will have passed down to another generation who themselves will not have earned it any more than we did. The qualification is simply willingness to act as an instrument of the Lord's will on earth, a willingness to allow Krishna to make us and mold us according to his divine plans. We express that willingness by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O all-attractive Lord, please engage me in your service. That's when God will start accelerating things. In the old days, such rapid rises would have taken a lifetime. But in these times, Krishna is accelerating things like never before. If you'll simply believe, if you'll simply put your trust in him, if you'll simply live to honor God, then Krishna will give you good breaks, open the right doors, promote you beyond your qualifications, cause you to stand out in a crowd. He will let his face shine upon you, and you will accomplish goals that you never thought possible. At the present time in your life, you may feel like you've fallen behind. Maybe you're not where you hope to be. You have big dreams in your heart, but you haven't caught any good breaks. Doors have closed. It's easy to get discouraged. But tonight, let me challenge you. If you'll just keep being your best day in and day out, if you'll live a life that honors Krishna, he'll not only make up for lost time, but he will thrust you further and he will do more than you can even ask or think. Jerry and Jenna Lackey moved to Botswana, Africa to do mission work. They live far out in a rural area where antelope and other wild animals still roam. There they take care of the orphans, feed the poor, teach people, and do amazing work. God's favor has been on their lives, but their big dream was to build a major youth center, a place where the young people could come and grow and learn and make friends. It was estimated to cost $5 million. $5 million is a lot, even here in the United States, but over in Botswana, where the annual income is less than $1,000, that was unheard of. Jerry and Jenna, they raised substantial funds over the years, but nothing even close to this magnitude. Then one day, a German businessman was visiting Botswana with his wife. They fell in love with the country. They decided they wanted to do something to help. They Googled the phrase Botswana orphanages, and the Lackey's organization came up. It's called Love Botswana Outreach. The German businessman sent them in the mail a donation for $20,000 with a little note, I want to do more. After he got back to Germany, he sent them a further donation for $300,000. You can imagine how thrilled the Lackeys were. Then they got a letter from their benefactor, said, I want to come and visit you guys on site. He flew back to Botswana and he toured their whole missionary complex. On the tour, he noticed that they'd drawn up some plans for a big youth center. Now, this was the greatest thing that Jerry and Jonah had ever dreamed to do, something they'd prayed and believed that somehow or other they could accomplish within their lifetimes. The German asked them how much the youth center would cost. $5 million, they said. I will write you a check, he replied. On April 4th, 2013, our friends Jerry and Jonna dedicated their brand new youth center, totally paid for by their German benefactor. What was that? God taking them further, faster. They're young people in their 40s. Before their German friend came around, they thought they would be praying, believing, raising funds for their entire lives, but they came into this shift. God brought one man across their paths, a divine connection. You don't need everyone to help you. You just need the one person that God ordained, and you will accomplish in a split second what could have taken you your whole lifetime. Well, Chiru, I don't know if those will happen for me. I never get any good breaks. No, it won't happen with that attitude, I can assure you. You cannot harbor thoughts of mediocrity and lack all day long and expect to have abundance. You cannot talk defeat and expect to have victory. You are prophesying with your words now your future. If you want to see this shift occur in your own life, you have to get into agreement with Krishna and say, yes, this is for me. I believe that you've lined up the right people. I know that they're already in my future. I want to thank you now that in the future I will accomplish my dreams sooner than I think. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the natural, it may not look like it, but remember, we're serving a supernatural God. He is about to release floods of his favor, floods of healing, floods of good breaks. Take the limits off of God. Don't think of all the reasons why your plans will not work. He wouldn't have given you the dream in the first place unless he already had a way to bring it to pass. If you'll just stay in faith like the lackeys, it will not only happen sooner than you think, but it will be bigger than you could ever imagine. That's the way our God is. He loves to do things exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond. I read about the Chinese bamboo plant. Did you know that it barely shows itself above ground for its first 4 years? You hardly see anything happening. You water it, you fertilize it, you make sure it's getting plenty of sunlight, but it looks like you're just wasting your time for 4 years. But what you cannot see is that under the ground, it's developing a massive root system. The roots are spreading out in every possible direction, and in the fifth year, once the roots are properly established, the plant will take off and shoot up as high as 80 feet in the air. 4 years of nothing and 80 feet in the fifth year. Can you imagine? Now, many of you have been faithful. You've given, you've served, you've helped others, you've chanted Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You've sowed a lot of seeds, but you haven't seen that much progress. Yes, God's been good to you. You're grateful, but nothing really out of the ordinary has occurred. So far, you've lived the equivalent of your 4 years of developing roots. You were proving to Krishna that you would be faithful. You were proving that you'd do the right thing when it was hard. But now you need to prepare. Krishna is saying to you tonight, you're coming into your fifth year. You will see a shift to a higher gear that will take you to levels beyond your income, beyond your training, beyond your experience. In this fifth year, good breaks will come to you. The right people will search you out. Opportunity will come knocking on your door. The fifth year is your harvest year. It's favor time. You'll reap from all the seeds that you've sown throughout the years. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nothing you've ever given to him has gone unnoticed. Every sacrifice you've made, Every time you've offered food, every Bhagavad Gita that you've ever given to a friend, every talk that you've ever listened to, every service attended, the time and energy you've spent, every time you've chanted his holy names, Krishna has permanently noted all of that. Nothing has been lost or forgotten by the Lord. He keeps perfect accounts. The Bhagavad Gita talks about how Krishna will shift us into high gear in this life, not just in the sweet by and by. Because you've been faithful, there's a harvest stored up. God is about to release everything that belongs to you. It will happen sooner than you think. It will be bigger than you imagine. Krishna will bring out talents and gifts that you didn't even know you had. He will open up new doors of opportunity. This fifth year is when Krishna will shoot you up higher than you ever imagined. It took Prabhupada 70 years to put down his roots. A lifetime already passed while he prepared for his mission to come to the USA. Though it took 70 years to put down the roots, Krishna grew the tree of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in just 10 years. By the time that Prabhupada passed away at the age of 82, he'd established a worldwide federation of 108 temples which continue to grow and strengthen to this day. Just like with Prabhupada, because you've been faithful, problems that you struggled with for decades will suddenly resolve. Krishna will cause things to fall into place. The right people will show up. You will soon see acceleration. Let me declare it. It will not take a lifetime to accomplish your dreams. It will happen in a fraction of the time. Get up every day and say, Krishna, thank you for taking me further, faster. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you will do that, I believe divine connections are coming your way. What should have taken 60 years will be accelerated to a few years. Because you honor God, he will take you further, faster in this life and in the next life, back to home, back to Godhead.